Also scheduled to be there, heads of government, including from Greece, from Spain, from the Ivory Coast, from Poland, from Colombia, from Rwanda. Schwab warned that anyone who sought to trivialize the event or hijack its key messages, including the oft-mentioned Great Reset, will be treated with contempt.
Up against the wall! We have ways of dealing with you people, yeah? Yeah! Contrary voices simply will not be tolerated. Do you understand here? Stalag 13, yeah?
The atmosphere in which Davos takes place will be welcoming, but it is also of utmost seriousness, yeah? Yeah? So there is no place for frivolous fringe that seeks to distract and divert attention.
Yeah, anybody who is there to cause trouble, Bill Gates will fly down on a huge syringe and just take care of you. These guys are fuck. Schwab, you're a freak. And this whole thing is a sham to steal money from all of us in the world. That's what it's about. And the fact that you've already stolen a lot of the money in the world. And so you have to, quote unquote, reset and remake the economy because you fucking criminals have taken all the pension funds, etc. And before people can rise the fuck up and drag you out of your shitty fucking hovels after they find out that they've been ripped off, you have to remake everything and reset everything as a cover. You don't think I understand fucking schemes? This is what's going on. You stole all the money. In the UK, in the US, the US is fucking bankrupt. It's been bankrupt for years. Wake up. And they continue to bankrupt it. So they have the United Nations come in with this clown, and they say, we're going to remake everything. We're going to remake the world economies. We're going to remake banking. We're going to remake currency. Why? Because they ripped you the fuck off. They took all the cherry pie, man. All you get is the crumbs, and they'll take those too eventually. Don't worry, John Kerry will be in Davos as well. He's there to get his neck bolts waxed. International Monetary Fund Director. Of course, no global meeting to reskin the entire world economy is complete without the managing director of the the money laundering apparatus. 43 financial ministers and 27 trade and commerce ministers will also attend. Meanwhile, talk about finance, what I just said. Folks, we're broke. It's busted. They have to remake it. This is akin if Bernie Madoff, you know, opened up a big charity and said, we're redoing our whole thing here, you know, because we're making so much money for people and we care about people so much. We're going to redo a charity here and we're going to reskin our corporate structure and we're really going to help more people when he's running a Ponzi scheme. And I said last week, of course, I think Ron Paul is listening to this fucking show because he came out over the weekend and said what I said a week ago. That $40 billion that these criminals voted to send to Ukraine, we're borrowing that money. We don't have it. Again, we're broke. This is what you do. If you don't have money, you borrow it. I said that, plain and simple. That they voted, and by the time we're done paying it off, it'll be five times that. Be $200 billion, $300, $400 billion. I specifically remember saying that. So Paul comes out and says Congress has to borrow from China. President Joe Biden signaled legislation to support Ukraine with another $40 billion in U.S. assistance as the Russian invasion approaches its fourth month. Where's the money coming from? Well, Rand Paul said America has to borrow the money to spend the $40 billion to aid Ukraine. I don't have to be a U.S. senator to know that. I would think that Rand Paul would come up with this on his own, not necessarily listen to me. $40 billion in military and economic aid to Ukraine. You know what this doesn't say? While Americans grapple with inflation and food shortages. Okay. Paul said America would have to continue borrowing from China to appropriate the proposed Ukraine aid package. Well, it's more than that. Okay. He's being a little bit. He's telling the truth, but, you know, we borrow a whole shit ton of money from other people, too. Japan, I think Japan has more U.S. debt. We owe Japan more money than China. Now, you might not believe that. You're free to look it up. The Young Bucks have told me that. I've looked it up before. So it doesn't matter who you're borrowing from, does it? They have leverage over you. It goes to my original point just from a few minutes ago. We're broke. We're fucking busted. That's why we need a great reset. That's why they're all in on it. They fleeced everybody. Bernie Madoff looks like he stole a cupcake at a church picnic when this is fucking over with. You don't even have a lousy $40 billion laying around. Oh, and you certainly don't have it because the Senate last week at the same time, of course, folks aren't paying attention because you're not supposed to. They voted against a $48 billion measure to lend a helping hand to struggling small businesses in the United States of America.
You're garbage for letting us all go down the drain.
But we're giving $40 billion to this fucking midget in a pajama top of one of his kids in the Ukraine. Just like the weapons we've given them are going to end up, but they have ended up on the black market, as I said. They still are sold on the black market, for sale on the black market. Where's the money going? Who's getting the money? How many U.S. officials are getting the money? It's so corrupt. It's so corrupt. And Rand Paul and these other folks who voted against this, they all want trophies now. 11 other Republicans voted against advancing the Ukraine aid package, including Paul. And they all want a fucking trophy. The same crew who sat around and are sitting around and have done nothing. About the World Health Organization treaty. Giving our national sovereignty to these criminals in the World Health Organization. One would think, perhaps, that this entire scheme to give $40 billion to Ukraine is a smokescreen, so you forgot all about what was going on in Davos. And the guys like Rand Paul have opposed it because you need some opposition to sell the controversy, and he's blabbing about it, and these 11 folks voted against it to make it look like they're fucking, you know, oh, we're fucking forthright. Everything we're doing, We don't approve of this, but you've done nothing to stop the World Health Organization and the Biden administration to sign a fucking treaty that gives away our sovereignty. Why haven't you done anything? To let the midget in the United States, Fauci, let him get away with murder and use the midget in the Ukraine as a smokescreen. I give special thanks to the playlist, which helped make my point. It's all a distraction, folks. The good senator from Kentucky is happy to to sell it. You can't even make... And then late last week, Biden said, you know what? $40 billion is not good enough. We need to throw in another $100 million. Moments after the Senate sent the $40 billion supplemental aid package to the president's desk, Biden said, we need 100 million more. Can't make it up. We're sending equipment, military equipment, hardware, etc., to Ukraine. It's not even reaching Ukraine. I don't know where it's going. No idea where it's going. It's off the rails, folks. It can't be fixed. You need to fix it yourself. You have to examine your fucking relationship with your so-called government. Right here, pick up yourself a copy of The Art of War and start reading and understanding your opponent, one of the main tenets of The Art of War, Sun Tzu. Great Reset. Here's the headline. Great Reset. The European Union needs a lockdown and further restrictions to curb Russian oil use. Measures akin to COVID lockdown are needed in order to curb the EU's reliance on Russian oil, one member state has said. Oh, what did I tell you? They don't want you driving around. They don't want you in airplanes. They don't want you anywhere. You're using too much goddamn gasoline. You're using too much oil. Too much of their oil. Too much of their gasoline. They want to be driving around. Fuck, they're burning. How much Type A jet fuel are you burning on your way to Davos, you freaks? If you're in and around Davos as a regular resident, hide your kids. Hide your fucking kids. Get out of town. Put the kids in the basement. Hide the kids. Put them in the fucking attic. Do something. With this many perverts and pedophiles running around in Davos, nobody is safe and they have airplanes. Hide your kids. Don't fucking think your kids are safe. Here comes 2,500 psychos with deep pockets. You can read between the lines. But they want to lock down people throughout Europe because the European Union's bloc is too reliant on Russian oil. And that's Luxembourg's energy minister. That's what he believes. Of course, he's telling this in Der Spiegel, yeah? The publication, and he ran his mouth. He probably wasn't supposed to say that. Locking people down, the minister argues, would curb the use of oil in Europe and in turn lower reliance on Russian fuel imports. So it's your fault. You have to change your life around. You're the problem. Haven't they told you this 100 times? Next, it'll be that you people are taking up too much valuable air. Yeah. So we need to limit the amount of hydrogen and the oxygen that you... with the amount of oxygen and the oxygen and the amount of hydrogen. We don't like... You folks are using too much water, too, so we're going to introduce a lower hydrogen... water. Perhaps we could... Why don't you just show up at somebody's house and just get over with it? Just stab them with a bayonet. Instead of fuck, have the balls to just outright murder people. Instead of some slow bullshit where you lock them down and they go fucking berserk and crazy. Who put these fucking assholes in charge anyhow? I'm going to move as freely as I fucking want. And if you get in my way, you're going to get flattened. Mr. Luxembourgish Energy Minister Claude Turmes. I urge the Commission not to miss the opportunity to set Europe on this path and lock everybody down so they won't use as much oil. Can you imagine these fucking people? Well, he's saying what they're all thinking. Plain and simple. So if they can't wipe you out, they want to lock you down. Who brought that to you in the United States? Oh, your favorite trading card hero, Donald Trump. You forgot about that, didn't you? Trump, 24. Let's go to the rally. It's a dead man's party. Oingo Boingo. Don't you know? It's for you. You're the guest of honor. Dead man's party, dead man walking, dead woman walking. Monkeypox. You know, at this point, folks, if you believe these fucking people, I can't help you. Let's go by the videotape. Dead man's party. You're your party planners.
You're okay. You're not gonna get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
These vaccines are highly, highly effective.
Vaccinated people do not carry the virus, don't get sick.
They're really, really good against variants.
Everyone who takes the vaccine is not just protecting themselves, but reducing their transmission to other people and allowing society to get back to normal.
Get your first shot, and when you're due for your second, get your second shot.
A key goal is to stop the transmission, to get the immunity levels up so that you get almost no infection going on whatsoever.
When people are vaccinated, they can feel safe that they are not going to get infected.
If you're vaccinated, you're not going to be hospitalized, you're not going to be in an ICU unit, and you're not going to die.
The best protection against Omicron is getting a booster shot. What we have seen so far does not guarantee that's the outcome. As a matter of fact, we're going to know in the next several weeks that just not only how transmissible the disease is, but how extensive it is, how dangerous it is, and what damage it does, and most importantly, whether the vaccines we have are capable of dealing with this virus, particularly if the boosters we're trying to get everyone to get. So I think the jury's still out. I think it's a little early to make that judgment.
Few things like big public gatherings will still be restricted. But, you know, we can see now that somewhere between 12 to 18 months, we have a chance, if we manage it well, to get back to normal. For the world at large, normalcy only returns when we've largely vaccinated the entire global population. And well, this won't be the last pandemic that we face. So we, you know, we'll have to prepare for the next one. That, you know, I'd say is will get attention this time.
Like I said, dead man's party. Listening to these guys. You know, listen to anything they say, the same group that brought you one lie after another, thousands of lies over the last 2 years. Nobody gets fucking jammed up. Nobody goes to jail. Nobody loses their job. You and your friends die, though, and your family members die, though, being misled. Headline, the FDA sidelines its own vaccine advisors to approve COVID boosters for children. The Food and Drug Administration authorized COVID-19 booster shots for children as young as 5 without any approval from its vaccine advisory committee, raising alarms that the Biden administration is prioritizing pandemic politics over physicians' recommendations. Fuck you, physicians, you crooked motherfuckers. You sold your own people out. There's no such thing as a vaccine advisory committee anymore. It's a joke. We have insiders in the FDA. They laugh at that. If you have listened to Hotwire, you know goddamn well we have sources inside the FDA. The FDA is run by the pharmaceutical company. There is no fucking advisory committee. It's a joke. This is a dead man's party, folks. The advisory committee are Bourla from Pfizer, Moderna CEO, that weirdo, Stefan Bancel, and all these criminals who push junk. I was watching a new Cat Williams special. It's on cable. It's called World War III. And he is fucking, he gets it, man. He said, yeah, there's no drug dealers anymore. There's no brothers in the hood. He said, first of all, there's no black people making fentanyl. He's like, that's why you don't hear about the war on drugs anymore. Because the people who are pushing drugs are pharmaceutical companies and your doctors. This is Cat Williams. I always play that. Shut up, bitch, from Cat Williams, a comedian. Now, Cat Williams is street and stuff. But if you listen to him, he sounds a whole lot different. Yeah, he sounds like he's been listening to this fucking podcast, I'll tell you that. It's a much different tone from Cat Williams, saying these guys keep you in the dark. They lie to you all the time. It's special World War III in Las Vegas. And the crowd was like, we came to see Cat Williams, man. Who is this fucking guy? Yeah. I was like, God damn. Forget about being woke. Cat Williams is awake. And he says the doctors, like we have talked about, and the pharmaceutical companies, they're the new drug dealers. And he's damn right. So who gives a fuck what some doctors on the vaccine advisory committee say in the FDA? The FDA is just saying, yeah, we don't even care what you guys say, man. These big pharma is running this show. Fuck off. And they never gave a shit what the advisory committee said anyhow. Now they're just saying, you know what? We're just going to drop this pretense bullshit. We're bought and paid for, literally, and we're just going to embrace corruption and embrace the corrupt degree of insanity. It's in the FDA. FDA is a joke. They've done such a great job with our food, too. Food and Drug Administration. I don't know if the Young Bucks have a story, but I know they raided the fucking feds. They raided that cat up the road, the Amish farmer, because they didn't like the meat he's selling, for fuck's sake. The Food and Drug Administration. Yeah. They're really worried about your kids. Run for the fucking hills. And dopes are going to line kids up. And line kids up. And get him jabbed to the bejesus belt. And probably get your monkeypox jabbed too while you're at it. Fucking ridiculous. Time's on my side. I'm unvaccinated. I like my chances. Public schools now are forcing unvaccinated students to stay at home, even if they test negative. Yeah, guess what? I don't pay no fucking school taxes. My kid can't go to school. Oh, guess what's going to happen? I'm going to give you a little hint. You want to play games? Do you know if you go to cyber school, you enroll your kid in cyber school? And if they're not going to allow your kid to go to school because you're unvaccinated, you can even enroll your kid in a private school and get a lawyer. And guess who's going to pay for the tuition? Your public school district. You know what? I'm paying school taxes. My kid's going to school somewhere. You don't want him in your shitty school? Good. I'll get him in a better school. And you're going to pay for it. You're not going to see a fucking dime of that money. You think you're going to take me to the cleaners? I'll take you to the fucking cleaners. You want to play with me? We can play. You're not going to get any money. No money. And it's going to cost you in legal fees. Happens all the time. If your kid enrolls in school, cyber school, or home school from another accredited school, teaches that your school district has to pay them the same amount that they get per student in the district. That means your school district doesn't get the money. So send the unvaccinated kids home and watch your fucking school. Watch your school district wither. And hopefully die. Public schools are forcing unvaccinated students to quarantine at home after COVID-19 exposures, even if they test negative. Cool. I'll quarantine permanently. And I'll sue you too. You know, you better get on the stick and start fighting back. Use the tools that you have to fight back. You find fucking lawyers that do this all the time. Are you kidding me? Washington, D.C., New York City, Chicago, and other district schools are barring students from classrooms for 5 days. How do you make up that work? You can't go to school for 5 days, and then the kids are behind, and then who's going to make up? You think the teachers are going to help the kids make it? These lazy motherfucking teachers are going to help the kids get caught up? Oh, okay. If you're in New York City, and you're in Washington, D.C., and you're in Chicago, you're in bad shape. To begin with. Now, I understand not everybody can leave. Not everybody can move. I'm told this on a regular basis. I understand that. But you can move your kid out of there and have your district pay for that. Many people might not know that. I can't put my kid in cyber school. It costs $8,000 a year, $9,000. Well, yeah, it does. Your school district is going to have to pay it. So we're back to this bullshit about quarantine and testing negative. I thought there was like mandates about that in different court. No, it doesn't matter. See, because these states, there's still an emergency use authorization, right? Has not been lifted. So these governors can do whatever they want. If the governors say the school boards can do whatever they want, then it's game on. But let's look at who are teaching these kids. Teachers unions, massively liberal. A lot of Democrats. They don't want to teach these kids. They don't want to teach anybody. They're fucking bums. We figured that out in the last 2 years. Children are very low risk. We've talked about that on here 1,000 times. Very low risk of any severe illness or dying from it. You know who's worried about it? There's the wrinkled asses of the school board, the school administration and teachers. Because that's all they were ever worried about, is themselves. Just to put up a good game, though, about them. You really giving a shit about your kid. When the chips are down, they fucking put your kids, separated them at lunch, made them sit outside on fucking Home Depot buckets in the cold. They didn't give a shit about your kids. And if you put your fucking faith in these people to care for your kids, you should be questioned whether you give a shit about them either. And teachers don't care that remote learning, in many cases, has proven detrimental to the educational process. According to who? According to studies done by teachers. It's funny, when I was a senior in high school, I didn't even have to go to class, a lot of classes anymore. My grades were good. They said, "You're good, man." When I was at Rutgers in journalism class, I had a professor who said, "Dude, don't even come here. You're not going to learn anything in class. You're already working journalist. If anything, you should be teaching this fucking class or teaching part of the class as a TA. You get your A, just go about your business. Don't worry about that. This is stupid, right?" Contact tracing, locking kids down, fucking with kids. What is the price that they've... I guess a better way to phrase this. How much have kids suffered from these teachers' unions? "We don't want to teach the kids. Put masks on kids." They were never in danger. Put masks on kids. If you were worried, you should have wore a fucking mask. You're not teaching anyhow. Teaching the same fucking lesson plan since Kennedy was shot. These corrupt fucking teachers. It's all about them. "Well, listen to what the CDC says." You're full of shit. You know, it's funny. They don't have any problem teaching your your kids the rainbow curriculum, so to speak. No problem with that. Fuck. Don't worry about it. "Take your masks off, kids. We're going to learn about the rainbow curriculum. Everybody gathering together. It's pervert story time." But anything else, history and math, you guys separate, backs to the wall, 10 feet apart. Sit on your bucket, you sons of bitches. Put your masks on. Kids are like, when's pervert story time? I want to be able to take my mask off. It's my favorite part of the day. Did you say it's your favorite part of the day? Oh, that's good. Little Johnny, there's hope for you. Grab a rainbow lanyard on your way out. Fuck out of here. These people are making fucking demands? Get your kids out of the fucking school zone. It's a fucking jungle in there. I need a drink. How about some rare Bruce on the Thomas Paint? Get the fuck out of here. Little Bruce? Yeah, man. Get your kids out of the school, man. There's a homecoming. Yeah. Oh, man. Did you say rainbow, you son of a bitch? Claire, did you hear what he said? Over the Jersey state line. Barefoot girl sitting on the hood of a Dodge.
drinking warm beer in the soft summer rain. The rat pulls in the town, rolls up his pants. Together they take a stab at romance and disappear down Flamingo Lane.
And they took a stab at romance, man, in the classroom with a drag queen story hour. Claire, did you hear what he said about the rainbow, that son of a bitch? Halo Jungle Land. How about gas stations on the West Coast? We just talked about it a week ago, how they're bracing for $10 a gallon. Oh, it's coming. It's coming. We talked about it. I think we were one of the first folks to talk about these places reprogramming the gas pumps for $10 a gallon. Now it's all over the place. Happening. Now, sometimes it's funny to watch the evolution of these things. We talk about things on here. Then other people pick this stuff up. Then it gets in the news cycle. And then the Young Bucks give it to me. I'm like, well, we fucking talked about this. We're one of the first people to talk about this. Why would we talk about it again? Young Bucks. God bless them. It's a news jungle land to you. You can't hold it against these cats. We've talked about this. It's fucking reality. It's when we say something is happening, it's happening. We have a fantastic fucking network here.
It's a jungle land. Walking down the boardwalk. You got your drag queen story hour. Oh, not many, not many. You guys are going to be in trouble out here.
Let's talk about... Shut up, Bruce. I've had enough of you. How about a little Joan Jett? Can we get her started here? What's going on here with the music? Bad reputation? Well, that doesn't want to play next. That doesn't want to play either. Oh, boy. I'm going to hear some Joan Jett, goddamn. Let's get it to play here. Here we go. 10 weeks of wheat. 10 weeks of wheat are left in the global supply. Are they going to talk about that at Davos today?
Don't worry about the wheat. If you say anything bad against the World Economic Forum, up against the wall, you will be dealt with. We will have no insubordination here, yeah? Yeah?